Hey guys, it's Jessica, and I have a question for you. Before I get started, I want you to comment below if you have never heard of Dr. Samuel P. Langley. That's Dr. Samuel P. Langley. If you've never heard of him, comment below real quick, because I just have a little test. So Dr. Samuel P. Langley happens to be the guy that was on a mission to create our very first airplane. He was a professor of mathematics and astronomy. He was well studied. You know, he was known as an inventor, a thinker, just a super smart guy, it sounds like, right? And he was, doing a lot of studies with model aircrafts back in the day. And he was actually commissioned in the late 1890s by the U.S. War Department to create our very first airplane. They even gave him $50,000, which was like a whole lot of money back then. So he was, studying and practicing and, figuring out how to get, an airplane off the ground with humans in it. So he started his first experiment in the early 1900s. And the first experiment, everybody was there, the press, the newspapers, everybody's so excited to see this phenom, something they'd never seen in their life. And he failed. The plane didn't take off. So he got back, back on the wagon, tried again, did some tweaking here and there, made the adjustments, and everybody was back, on the scene, ready to capture this moment. And not only did he fail, the aircraft actually went straight into the water and almost, killed the guy that was on the plane. So, of course, you can think about it, like, he was publicly humiliated and the press was bashing him, and he had a choice to make, like, what are you going to do in that moment? Are you going to keep the belief and keep going? Or are you going to be like, get the heck out of town? Well, Dr. Langley hung up his aircraft dreams. He decided that this wasn't a possibility any longer, and he stepped down. Now, you can imagine that was probably a pretty natural reaction, and you could understand why he did that after failing, publicly and miserably and risking people's life. But within days of him stepping down, the Wright brothers, who were unfunded and uneducated and didn't have, all of the things going for them that Dr. Langley had going for him, they ended up, creating the first airplane and getting credited for that, obviously, because odds are you've heard of the Wright brothers. But like I asked at the beginning of this video, you might not have ever heard of Dr. Langley. And within 2 years, Dr. Langley went on to have a stroke and actually died. So my challenge to you is, don't give up because you fail. Don't give up because you're trying and it's not working at first. The people that push through, that keep going, that overcome, regardless of the criticism or who's mocking them or who's making fun of them. Because guess what? I mean, props to Dr. Langley. He was out there. He was doing it. He wasn't one of those people on the sidelines, but it got the best of him. So no matter what it is you're shooting for or what it is you're striving for in your life, don't give up because you don't know how close you are to achieving your goal. So I hope that encouraged you guys today. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, make sure you do so. And if you're ready to go for your dreams like you haven't before, I would love to share with you more about my Dare to Dream team. Just shoot me a message, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com. And in the meantime, get to flying because you were meant to soar. See you guys.